welcome back to the parenting course. Just a reminder that if you're taking this course alone on the commute, but you're parenting with a partner or spouse, I want to make sure you include them in the course as well. Invite them to watch the same videos as you, either on their commute or at home on their computer. And then discuss those questions at the end of each video, over dinner or in the evening with your partner in parenting. But for now, enjoy today's content.
Teenagers, like caterpillars, are going through a process of transformation. The difference is that the teenager's transition is taking place in full view of others. There's no cocoon to hide them from sight. One of the major factors in all the changes is the impact of the rush of hormones.
We'd like to think of human beings as being rational, and human beings' behavior being driven by thoughts and rules and things like that. In other words, the social factors should determine how our children behave. In fact, there's a whole landscape going on underneath. It's called hormones, and it's called brain development. And it happens at different ages with different children. It also happens differently when you compare boys with girls. And these chemicals are like rocket fuel. They do have a huge influence on the behavior of our children. Everything from emotional volatility to their sex drive, which many of us would rather not think about. But it's all true. So hormones have to be respected as a major factor in child development and behavior.
A sweet, enthusiastic child can turn into a difficult, argumentative, and sometimes angry teenager overnight. That's normal. And if it's your experience, you're not alone. They will grow through this stage.
For many of us as parents, just knowing that helps us to go with it, to grow with them, to help them through this stage rather than holding our breath or giving up and just hoping for the best.
For the average girl, puberty starts at around 11 to 12 years old, but can be earlier. And for the average boy, from 12 to 14 years old, but again, can happen sooner.
The other area in which the brain is still developing has to do with reading emotions and understanding the emotional significance of things that are said. So when parents get really distressed, which they do, because it seems that their children don't care about the upset that they're causing, it's not because their children don't care, it's because their brains are not computing the fact that they are causing this distress to other people around them.
Today, children are growing up so quickly, and puberty is kicking in a lot earlier. One in six girls are starting puberty at the age of 8 compared to 1 in 100 25 years ago. The boys have dropped down to 10. Now, when I say puberty, I mean just the basic simple changes before menstruation or before sort of the massive surge of puberty. But then you've got the mental changes, the physical changes, the sexual changes and the emotional changes. And it's vast. The whole body is reorganizing itself. And for many teenagers, it's overwhelming. And for many parents, it's overwhelming. I use the analogy of a roller coaster. And many teenagers really identify with that. One minute you're up, next minute you're down. You don't quite understand what's happening to yourself and your body and your mind. Very, very, very confusing for everybody concerned.
But their brains grow and develop, and they do reach a point at which they suddenly appreciate all these things that they don't seem to appreciate in their early teenage years.
A lot of their behavior during this stage can look like rebellion as they experiment, push for independence, voice their opinions, or become very self-oriented and do the opposite of whatever we want them to.
We used to think that the brain was fully developed by late childhood. We always knew there was a burst of brain activity around toddlerhood, but what they discovered was there's a similar burst of brain growth around puberty. But whereas around toddlerhood, the brain growth was to do with balance and movement, around puberty, it's to do with emotion and memory. If being around your teenage daughter is like sitting at the foot of an emotional volcano, you're not that far from the mark. If you've ever said to your teenager, you're behaving like a two-year-old, again, you're not that far from the mark. But the last bit to develop is at the prefrontal cortex here, and it's the bit of the brain that psychologists call the brain's policeman. Some call it the brakes. It's the bit of brain that gives you sound judgment. That bit of the brain is still developing. So we say, how can you think of skateboarding off a 20-foot-high wall? ball. Why didn't you put your seatbelt on? That bit of the brain is still growing. It's the bit of the brain, for example, that allows you to defer immediate gratification for the sake of longer-term good. We say, how can you think of going clubbing the night before your GCSE maths exam? Dad, the exam is not till tomorrow afternoon, for goodness sake. That bit of the brain is still developing. And that's why it's important to just get our teenagers through. Just hang in there with them. They are literally a work in progress. The scary thing is one psychologist said, some teenagers don't get their breaks till they're 25 years old. And certainly that's true.
Well, a question for you to consider with your partner in parenting or with some friends who happen to be parents. With a better understanding of the physical and hormonal changes affecting your teen, how might you understand their emotions differently? See you tomorrow.